the hour, Doug Steffens, good day program. May I get your attention? May I have your attention, please?
Yes.
Roberta's here, Jennifer is here, Kenny is here, Dr. Jack is here in a matter of moments. We're going to talk about what happens to your system when you get drunk. What does that do to your system? Later in the hour, we're going to meet Ian Freeman, who is a radio guy. And I'm not having him here because he's a radio guy. I'm having him here because he's doing something which, when he tells the story, will make you, if you can imagine, being crazier than those who look at the Apple situation and the feds trying to embarrass them into moving further offshore than they already are. What mindless moronies. At any rate, if you didn't hear that story, Apple executives testified in Congress yesterday, and they were being grilled on why they do so much business overseas and don't pay taxes here. They pay $9 billion a year in taxes, and some of the members of this committee think it was pretty outrageous. Actually, the people on the committee who got it right were, more than anybody else, Rand Paul. He's really got his fingers on the pulse.
Yep.
He is dialed in. The fact that they had this thing, one of the greatest companies in the history of not only our country, but in the world, and we're screwing around with them the way we are when they're not doing anything illegal, it just brings people around to a point of craziness, mostly the arrogance of Congress, but then see how broken the tax system is, and you want to address that. All of these things, a scandal, people are really fired up, as well they ought to be, about our tax system. And you'll be fired up when you listen to Ian Freeman's story later on the hour here on Good Day. Meanwhile, there is one thing also that fires people up. There are all these scandals mentioning the IRS, but here's the latest one. You remember that we have seven or eight scandals that we think ought to be followed. One of them is close to the top of the list, the AP scandal, where the Justice Department goes to AP and says, give us your phone records, and they don't tell them why. They still haven't told them why. Now, the latest moronies, and this is just an example, as far as I'm concerned, of how clueless these people are. I have no love for Fox, one way or another. I don't care whether they exist or they don't exist. But I will tell you, when a correspondent is accused by the Justice Department of being a criminal co-conspirator for supposedly being involved in publishing sensitive security information, there is never anything that the government does that we ought not know about. I don't care what it is. And so the government is after this Fox reporter because there's a leak, supposedly, and now the journalist has broken the law. How do you figure that?
They want to check the sources, right?
The Justice Department got a portfolio of information about James Rosen's conversations at the State Department, a search warrant for his personal emails. Do you know how far over the edge these people have gone in abusing the rights? Never mind the guy in the newsroom, who cares? I'm just talking about rights of people in general. They just push and push and push. And by the way, this is a story that goes back 4 years ago. It isn't like it was today, and it's about some nuclear test that North Korea planned to respond to looming UN. I mean, it's a nothing story. And now they want to get in there. The FBI says there was probable cause to believe that this reporter, identified as the reporter in the story, it violated a provision of U.S. law barring the unauthorized disclosure of defense information. Give me a effing break. It's just on and on and on. Now I'm on a rant. If Richie were hearing me,
he'd be dinging his bell.
I know he would. But am I right or not?
You are right.
Roberta?
Absolutely.
Kenny?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't. They just don't. They're just like they're trying to alienate everybody.
I know.
Or do you think they're just trying to make publicity for themselves?
It's going to cause a revolution, though. They've got so many people just believing in conspiracy theories now and doing all this because there's no transparency. And this administration touted itself on being the most transparent administration.
Right.
And it's not
hope
there.
And change. Bunkum. All right, anyway. So that's our report.
Back to you in the studio.
All right. So Roberta's got a great story that only could happen in the New York area because it's so typically New York. It just is hilarious. But yet the ramifications of it, what it means in terms of health and well-being, we'll discuss that with Dr. Jack Stockwell, who will join us in just a minute here on Good Day.
Discover card.
Yeah, hi. I'm picking up some things for a barbecue this weekend, and I want to make sure that I'm signed up for that 5% cash back.
Yep, you're all set. What are you buying?
Lumber for a deck, a grill, maybe some potted plants.
Even better. Right now, anything you buy at a home improvement store gets you 5% cash back through June.
5%? Sweet.
Now, you're building an entire deck?
Yep.
And the party is this weekend?
Yeah.
Totally doable.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 on purchases at home improvement stores now through June. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
Prostate problems are no laughing matter. The older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect sleep and intimacy. The Prostate Formula from Real Health Labs has been helping men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow for years. Go to ProstateFormula.com. That's ProstateFormula.com to receive a special offer. Look for the blue and white box at supercenters, drugstores, and leading retailers everywhere.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Want a bright start to summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams during the Sunny Day Sale and save 30% on paints and stains May 19th through the 27th. With colors like pool blue, organic green, and daffodil, we've got everything you need to add a splash of color. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
So with your Shop Your Way e-coupons, and after redeeming your Shop Your Way rewards points on this purchase, your total is $12.32.
Great. Here you go. And would you please send me an e-receipt?
Sure thing. Thanks, and have a great day.
Shop Your Way rewards members earn points on all qualifying purchases and get e-coupons, private sales, and so much more. Get your free membership today at ShopYourWay.com. Subject to full program terms, available at ShopYourWay.com.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
Have a good day. Next.
Hi there. Two hot dogs, please.
Oh, honey, this has been the perfect getaway, and I can't believe how much money we saved with Hotels.com.
No, shh. If people find out, we've got extra money.
Oh, sweetie, relax.
Here you go.
How much?
For you, $37.
Whoa!
Plus, it's extra.
What is it, wrapped in gold?
Yeah. The Hotels.com Memorial Day sale, now through May 27th. With savings so great, you won't be able to keep it a secret. Book now and save up to 30%. Hotels.com, finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
The next Steph and Good Day program, 15 past the hour, joined now by Dr. Jack Stockwell. Roberta has a story that only could happen in the New York area.
Well, apparently there's this dude, and he's been directing New Jersey Transit bus traffic in Midtown Manhattan for quite a while now, a couple of months at least. Turns out he's not only not a New Jersey Transit employee, but he's also a homeless, intoxicated person who tends to drink on the job. And he just happened to have the yellow jacket. So he would put on the yellow jacket and he would stand outside the bus terminals and he would direct the buses with this red flag. And everybody would do whatever he told them to do. And then he would go behind a dumpster and, you know, drink a little vodka or whatever he was drinking out of a paper bag. Yeah, and then go back out during rush hour, no less, and direct the buses. And he's been doing this until some NBC News reporters kind of caught wind of what was going on and exposed the whole thing.
Uh-huh. Perfect.
But only in New York.
Only.
And the thing is that everybody would listen to him. That's what amazed me.
Right.
They would just go,
following his direction.
No problem.
Question. Yeah. All right. So let's talk with Dr. Jack. Jack Stockwell is one of the noted NUCA chiropractors, one of 24 certified in our country to practice this special kind of chiropractic, which deals with your neck. And as such, he's familiarized himself with health, well-being issues that go far beyond what you normally get in the cut and scratch and the regular doctor's office. So let's talk about alcohol and what it really does to your system, Jack.
Well, it, you know, depends on obviously how much you get, but the first ounce will immediately start. Alcohol, of course, goes across the blood-brain barrier. That's one of the major problems. And mm-hmm. there's an inhibitory area of the brain. There's an area of the brain that inhibits you, that kind of puts the brakes on your thinking, on your behavior, so that you just don't get out of line and you don't break cultural trends or whatever else. And so what alcohol will do early on is inhibit the inhibit area of the brain so that your mouth gets really loose. That's one of the things that happens. Alcohol is an alternate fuel for the body. The primary fuel for body is fats and sugars. And alcohol is another form of energy, which is why people with extreme alcoholism eat very little. They might, you know, put a raw egg in a shot glass and shoot it down with some alcohol. Mm. But they can live for quite some time on nothing more than alcohol because, you know, it's a fuel. And it ends up ethanol is also very poisonous to the human body.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get enough of it, you're killing brain cells. You're going to affect the liver because everything you eat and drink has to go through what's called the portal system. After it's absorbed in the stomach, absorbed in the gut, it's going to go through the liver. And the liver has to, you know, filter everything that comes through. And so the liver's got to deal with this poison coming through the system. So, you know, there's nothing beneficial to the human body from ethanol. There's nothing ethanol does for you that would be a trade-off of any kind. Now, the kind of alcohol, you know, like the red wine, a little bit of it here and there, seems to actually have an ameliorative effect upon the body in many respects. But, you know, most people can't stop with, you know, half a glass of red wine. So the bottom line, ethanol is purely a poison to the human system. And interestingly enough, sugarholics, especially people who are diabetic, pre-diabetic, who are getting way too much sugar, even though they should be cutting way back, a lot of that will be converted to alcohol in the system, deep inside the digestive system. And they can actually not just be addicted to the sugar that, you know, that brought them to a diabetic state, excuse me, but there will be a slight continuing addiction to the alcohol their body's producing out of that sugar, the fermentation. That sugar and certain kinds of microbes in the stomach will actually ferment and produce ethanol inside the digestive system. So there's nothing really good you can say about it.
No. It does certain things. It relaxes people, I suppose, to a certain extent. But under the circumstances, look at the kind of trouble this guy. If he's that drunk, he could be creating a circumstance where two buses crash into each other.
Yeah, very dangerous.
You know, that kind of stuff. Or somebody could, he could fall down and somebody would run over him. You know, any number of things.
Usually their physical condition will give away as to how intoxicated they might be in the sense of disequilibrium and loss of balance and muscular control.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, he looked like any other kind of traffic director standing out, you know, so that everybody bought it.
Yeah.
But isn't it true if somebody's an alcoholic, Doc, that they could actually become functional alcoholics, that you think they're okay, but they're really quite drunk?
Oh, yeah. Well, the thing is that the gut is very adaptive to almost any situation we give it based on the flora that's growing in the gut.
Mm-hmm.
And certain kinds of dietary regimens, certain kinds of fluids or what alcohol, whatever, will create a nest bed of a certain kind of flora that adapts to what it's being given, and the body can become very functional in those conditions.
Yeah. Food for thought, Dr. Jack Stockwell. Check out The Forbidden Doctor at jackstockwell.com. Jack, always a pleasure having you here, and good day.
Alcohol, alternative, you feel like yourself.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the terrible danger we're in. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get a good food storage. We thought the danger was drought, or food delivered to our gas tanks, or our food sold to other countries, or food so expensive that only those on food stamps and welfare could afford it. But we have just experienced the most effective way to lose your freedom, liberty, and security without even a fight. Government regulation. After a 160-year tradition of self-reliance, the do-it-yourself and charitable Mormon food storage canneries in half the country are forced to shut down due to excessive government regulations. Grow your own food, more regulations. If you've ever been warned to get food while you can, this is it. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to alli-c.com, spelled alli-c.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at alli-c.com.
Tucker doing mountain music. Crank it up. I go. Let's sit still for this. Announce who the person is they sent home last night for the voice show.
I did, yes.
Yeah. Who was it?
They sent home Josiah from Team Usher and Chris from Team Shakira.
All right, Chris Thomas.
This whole act right here, the Swan Brothers, Holly, Danielle, they're all safe.
All right, that's because this is good. This is an America Votes kind of thing, though, too, isn't it? Just like American Idol.
Yeah.
All right. When does the X Factor start?
Not till September.
Oh, really? I thought it was a summer show.
No, that's America's Got Talent. That'll be starting up soon.
Oh, so that's Howie Mandel, Howard Stern, isn't that?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, X Factor is Simon.
Yes.
Got to keep a playing card here to make sure you know what's going on. All right, so anyway, some of the sounds of music from The Voice last night. Interesting things going on. Always a lot of gossip. I thought it was interesting. Michael Pitt, good dog. Brad Pitt was interviewed by Esquire magazine. And you wonder sometimes why PR people, you know, this doesn't just happen. Esquire doesn't just say, oh, gee, I wonder if we can get Brad Pitt. No, the PR people for these various folks
set it up.
So what's going on, Jennifer, with Brad Pitt that he needs to tell the story about how few friends he has?
This article was kind of a weird one because not only did he talk about how many friends he doesn't have, but he also talked about how deeply he was into drugs when he was before and when he was married to Jennifer Aniston, and that the year he decided to give up drugs and figure he wanted to be inspired by other ways in life is the year he divorced her and ended up with Angelina.
Mm-hmm. I didn't want to squander my opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? That's at least having some self-effacing knowledge, if you realize that's what you're going to do or that's where you're going. I would have thought, though, he does have some friends, notably the guys that were in Ocean's 11, at least two or three of those guys in there.
And I think what he's probably talking about are the people that are, you know, close to you that catch, you know, that try to check in with you often.
Yeah, right. Okay. We talked a couple, 3 weeks ago about Catherine Zeta-Jones having bipolar disorder and going in to rehab. She checked out yesterday. And what did Michael Douglas, her husband, say?
Well, he didn't use the best grammar, but he said, Catherine is doing wonderful. I want to know who wonderful is.
Wonderfully, yes.
She's all worked out with her meds and feeling better.
All right. Well, that's good news. 27 after on Good Day.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
These days, everyone is looking for ways to save money. One idea is to get a free rate quote on your car insurance from GEICO. You could save 15% or more. It's a wonderful way to save money. And after that, if you're still looking for ways to save, here's another handy tip. To save money on clothing, do like me. Just don't wear any. And you'll also save money on dry cleaning.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, folks. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Quicken Loans even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Prostate problems are no laughing matter. The older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect sleep and intimacy. The Prostate Formula from Real Health Labs has been helping men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow for years. Go to prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com to receive a special offer. Look for the blue and white box at supercenters, drugstores, and leading retailers everywhere.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was at night. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make homeownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Move over organic. The Pureganic Companion ebook and cookbook sets a new standard for purity in our diet with a 100% toxin-free lifestyle. It's time for an American renaissance in health and quality of life. This book is loaded with simple methods to holistically eliminate disease, original recipes, a 30-day diet plan, and much more. Purchase now at PureGanicCompanion.com. The Pureganic Companion, the preventative maintenance manual for the human body.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, and Roberta Fasanelli. We have Ian Freeman, who is a Robin Hood of sorts, to tell his story. We invited him to come out, actually, on the radio. He does a radio program of his own. He's from a show called Free Talk Live, which is on, I believe, in the evening, a lot of radio stations around the country. He's from Keene, New Hampshire. And he's been working with some people who help people, and the locals don't like it, or the local authorities don't like it. The local people love it. But his story needs to be told, so we'll have him here in a few minutes to do just that. Everything had to come together just perfectly to create the tornado in Moore, Oklahoma this week. Wind speed, moisture in the air, temperature, timing. And when all of these things did come together, the energy released over the city dwarfed the power of the bomb that leveled Hiroshima.
Isn't that crazy?
It really is. The National Weather Service gave this tornado the top of its scale, EF5, mm-hmm. because of wind speed and the breadth and severity of damage. Wind speeds were estimated at up to 210 miles an hour. You can't even begin to imagine that. And the death count at least isn't as high as originally the news media wanted you to believe, but nine children died. The U.S. has at least one EF5 a year. This was the first one in 2 years. They had another one in Moore, Oklahoma in 1999, and they've had really, I think, the, what was it? The other one was 2011, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Another just went through the same place. So you have, in a sense, when you look at the meteorology of all of this, one wonders how could it be that these same conditions would exist so frequently in this area? And then one would wonder how it would be to work for the Moore Chamber of Commerce. Come live in our city. We've been wiped out three times in the past 14 years.
But it couldn't happen again, right?
No, right.
I know, these poor people. It's tough, but, you know, people have their families there, and they want to stick around,
yeah,
and
right?
they
we
tough
have
it
our
out.
Homes. Yeah, they do that, exactly. All right, so here's something at DougStephan.com that you might want to be aware of today. We have had lots of focus this week on that Powerball winner. Saturday drawing netted $590 million. Has that person been identified yet, by the way? I haven't seen anything yet.
I haven't seen it, no.
Actually identifies. Supposedly works at as a clerk at the store, the Publix Market in Zephyr Hills, where the winning took place, or at least the winning number was drawn. So how does that affect you? How is it when you win these lotteries? How do you kind of wrap yourself around the winnings? Well, there are a couple of winners in the Illinois lottery this week. Not so lucky. They went to the bank to cash their checks. The checks bounced. Lottery spokesperson said checks to 8 recent winners bounced because of a clerical error.
Hmm.
The employee forgot to approve the winning funds on deadlines, so the bank didn't release the money. The winners were getting like 10 grand apiece. So how'd you like to go to the bank? Usually, I wonder how this works. You know, we're all so focused on the government and how they mess everything up. The $10,000 limit, you're supposed to report, the banks are supposed to report to the federal government every time somebody does a transaction that involves $10,000 or more. You know that, right? So if you deposit 10 grand in your account from one check, that goes, that information goes reported, to the federal government. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's why you do 999,000.
Yeah.
Do you know what's funny? I don't think I've ever deposited $10,000.
Really?
Yeah.
This is a problem I haven't had yet.
I know. Yeah. I guess one day I'll figure it out.
And you just break them up into different checks.
That's all. That's what you have to do now, is just break them up. Make sure nobody sends you a check that's larger than that. In an individual account. They don't watch it in business accounts, but they do watch it in individual accounts. And there was something else that's going on that the feds have done to screw up. I know what it is. I was told by the president of my little local bank here the other day they had to stop doing money orders. The federal government has said you may no longer do money orders for people who come into your bank that don't have an account there. If you don't know the person, you can't do a money order for them. So let's say you come into the bank and you got $4,000 and you need to send a money order to your grandmother. You can't do it anymore if you don't have an account at any... So let's just say you don't have an account anywhere. You can't get a bank to give you a money order because the feds think that obviously you're guilty before being proven innocent. And if you're doing that, obviously you're a drug lord and you're trying to get away with something. You're trying to screw the government. So if we don't allow the banks to do it, hello, you can go to Western Union and do it.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't you do it at the bank?
Go to the post office.
Yeah.
You can do it at the post office or at 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is how stupid these people are. Incredible. All right, anyway. And you're going to love this story. To add insult to injury, that's what makes this so fun, so much fun, looking at all these people and thinking, they're so serious about their own lot in life. Here's the story, and we'll meet Ian Freeman in a minute, from a New Hampshire town where the people are trying to help those who have a bit of a problem, and they do it just with love. And the locals want to arrest them for helping other folks. Wait till you hear this story coming right up here on Good Day.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Welcome to Sears Auto Center. Are you ready to kick some abs?
Maybe.
Warrior Core starts in 10 minutes.
What's Warrior Core?
We basically throw huge tires around for an hour.
Woo!
Trendy gym classes would make tire shopping sweatier, but they wouldn't make it better. Better is Sears Auto Center, with online scheduling, extended hours, and all the best brands. Plus, members get $150 in points with the purchase of 4 Goodyear or Mighty Road Handler tires. This is convenience. This is Sears Auto Center. Offering 6-1 installation requires see store for details. Members and points on qualifying purchases subject to full program terms available at shopperway.com.
Flooring sale alert from Lumber Liquidators. In March, our buyers traveled the world negotiating unheard-of flooring deals. It took months, but these deals are now arriving at your local store. All Bellawood pre-finished hardwood is up to 40% off our incredibly low prices. All our best laminates up to 33% off. All vinyl wood plank up to 34% off. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't wait. These deals will not last. Get ready. Sale starts Thursday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com and find your local store today.
Wake up, America. Aspiring musicians from across the country have submitted their take on the Folgers Best Part of Waking Up jingle, and now the top 10 finalists need your help. Online voting is underway to help pick the winner of this year's Folgers Jingle Contest. Multi-platinum recording artist Gavin DeGraw encourages coffee fans to cast their vote.
I've been impressed by the finalists and their passion for music. Each of them has put their own spin on the Folgers jingle in unique ways that highlight their musical talent. And with $25,000 in weekly prizes on the line, I hope coffee fans across the country will go online and cast their vote for the best original rendition of the iconic Folgers jingle.
The 10 talented finalists and their video entries have been posted online, and now America has the chance to vote for the best jingle and be entered for a chance to win weekly prizes. To vote, find details and official rules, visit Folgers.com/jingle. Promotion open to legal residents of the 50 United States and D.C., 18 years and older, void where prohibited. I'm Lee Shepherd.
Hey, Flo.
Yeah?
So let's wrap up this leaf blowing, and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yeah?
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
It's 18 for the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program with, Richie is out doing some activity. I don't know what he's doing, but he's not here. But Jennifer's here and Roberta's here. Kenny is here. And we bring you Ian Freeman, who is one of the hosts of a show called Free Talk Live. Ian, aren't you on like 7 to 10 in the evening? Don't I remember that? I'm trying to remember exactly when you're on. But
yep, that's absolutely true. 7 days a week at freetalklive.com. Thanks, Doug.
7 days a week. You're welcome. Well, you and I have had chats before because you've had run-ins. I think we have the same sort of spirit when it comes to authority. I reflect a little differently, mostly because I don't have time to sit in jail. You apparently do. Tell us about your last run-in with the law. You spent how much time in jail?
58 days for standing in front of a police car when they were arresting a young lady for enjoying an alcoholic beverage in the park.
Uh-huh. All right, so you spent 58 days incarcerated because you were protesting or you just were sticking up for this woman. How did you know what the event was? How did you happen to be there?
She was someone I knew, and I actually was there in the park because I happened to be downtown. We heard a call go out. The activists here in New Hampshire have a system that kind of helps connect us together called Pork 411, where you can call, leave a message, and then that message is distributed to hundreds of recipients all across New Hampshire who could then act in whatever way they feel is necessary. So that's
all right, so you live and work in Keene, New Hampshire, which is in the southwestern corner of the state. New Hampshire, known for its individualism, if you will. There are a lot of, as you describe them, liberty-oriented activists who have moved into this area. You have a website, Jennifer and Roberta and Kenny might want to check out Free Keene, FreeKeene.com. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Ian.
Oh, I was going to say, that's a great site to kind of keep up to date with a lot of the activism going on up here if you're interested in it. And also the Free State Project is the reason I moved in the first place and then the reason that thousands more are going to be moving to New Hampshire. And their site is freestateproject.org. The goal is to get 20,000 people like me who love freedom. And they don't all – not people who are willing to get arrested, but people who are willing to do things like run for political office, things like that, all to come to New Hampshire and get active. And we're seeing it really works.
The reason I invited you here is because you've been involved in a in an attempt to rescue motorists who are being ticketed by the parking enforcers in your community.
Yeah.
So what do you do? How do you approach, how do you try to fix the problem of somebody's meter running out of money?
Well, it's called Robin Hooding, and it's been making international headlines over the last week because the city of Keene is suing us over it, including me. And basically what you do is go downtown, you find the parking enforcing officer, and walk in front of him or her so they cannot reach any cars and issue any tickets, because if you encounter an expired meter, you would plug, say, a dime into the meter, or more than one, and then essentially rescue that parked car from receiving a ticket. So as long as you're essentially in close proximity to the parking enforcer, you can prevent them while you're there from writing any tickets whatsoever.
All right, so Kenny and Jennifer were doing a little research and found that there are those who are not your friends who say you're causing the trouble. Kenny, what did you find?
I had just seen a couple reports that some of, I believe they're referred to as your merry men, have been antagonizing, taunting, or even pushing around some of these parking enforcers.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I mean, the city's making desperate claims here. They're claiming harassment. They're claiming intimidation. But harassment is a criminal charge. And if they actually had harassment evidence, and they claim they do, if they actually had that evidence, they'd have made an arrest by now. And they haven't done that. In fact, in their lawsuit against us, the civil suit, they admit that there's nothing they can do in criminal law to do anything about this. I've never seen a Robin Hooder behave in the way that they describe. Never seen it. Now, I'll be honest, I'm not out there very often. I'm mostly doing radio things during the day. So I was named in this lawsuit after really only going out a handful of times. And I'm not Robin Hood, so they're not my merry
men. They're after you because you represent somebody who will tell the story and has an audience. That's why they're after you.
Oh, yeah, they're after me for anything they can get me for. I'm going to court today in Palmer, Massachusetts for completely other reasons. But yeah, so it's been very successful. We've saved over 4,000 motorists so far this year alone from being ticketed. And that's a huge hit to the parking department's revenue. So to me, that's the reason why they're coming after us.
You know, I wonder if they'll start coming after shop owners, because I know in the town where I live on Long Island, let's say that the meters are only 1 hour. And let's say you're at a hairdresser. They will ask you, okay, where's your car parked? And, you know, what time did you park it? And if you're still in the hair salon, let's say, or the nail salon or wherever you are, they will go out and put a quarter in the meter for you.
Wait, who's doing that?
The shopkeepers.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So if you're staying in the shop longer, whether it be a hair salon or a nail salon,
yep,
or a spa or a massage or whatever it is, they will ask you where your car is, and they will make a note of it, and they will go and put the quarter in your meter while you're still in the salon, so
well,
you don't get a ticket. So I wonder if
it,
they would be under the gun also.
They might be. It depends on where you live and what the local ordinances are. In some cities, it's illegal to feed someone else's meter. So it just depends. Your mileage may vary.
And that won't work in Manhattan, though, because you have the muni meters and you have the little stickers you put on your dashboard.
Yep, that's a good point. The newer kiosks, as they're called, they make it much more difficult to do a good deed for someone. And that's that's kind of the intention behind those kiosks, to make it so you can't know how much time someone has left on their meter. And so, therefore, at least you can't know it by going up to the kiosk and examining it. And so, therefore, they cut out the ability to, if you leave a meter early and there's still an hour left, nobody will know that when they park there at that meter again. And so having the old-style just drop a quarter in kind of meters is really the most effective way to help another person avoid a ticket.
It's really scurrilous how the government is so opposed to the people who are there, basically of the people, by the people, for the people. It's just all about them, and it's them versus us, and it gets pretty sickening. So this is another good example, and that's what I wanted to have people know what you're doing, and others are doing the same sort of thing here and there around the country. Robin Hooding going on in Keene, New Hampshire. You might want to check out the blog, freekeene.com. Robinhood.freekeene.com is the website. Ian Freeman from Free Talk Live here on Good Day. Nice to have you on board, Ian. Continued success. Thanks for telling us the story.
Flooring sale alert from Lumber Liquidators. In March, our buyers traveled the world negotiating unheard-of flooring deals. It took months, but these deals are now arriving at your local store. All Bellawood pre-finished hardwood is up to 40% off for incredibly low prices. All our best laminates up to 33% off. All vinyl wood plank up to 34% off. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't wait. These deals will not last. Get ready. Sale starts Thursday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com and find your local store today.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make homeownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
I want to say hi to Frank Nason, who is in Las Vegas. Ed Heaton, who's listening to us in Newark, Ohio, where, by the way, the weather is going to be moderately bizarre today. They got some, not tornadic activity, but pretty rough weather coming. 51 after the hour.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The sound of Philadelphia, mother, father, sister, and brothers. Song by Love and Kisses from the movie of the same name. Thank God it's Friday. Number one at the box office during this week in 1978. I can feel my disc jockey voice being put into place. All right, so movie moment starts with movie music. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man. We have a contest from one of the greatest, if not the greatest, movie franchise in the history of movies, and that's going some. We'll listen to three clips. You'll figure out what the movie is, I hope, and then you'll get the swell prize. Dial us at 888-302-3684. Here's the first clue for all of us to cogitate.
You hear that?
Yeah.
That is the sound of a thousand terrible things heading this way.
If they find us, they will crush us, grind us into tiny pieces, and blast us into oblivion.
Oh, all right. No. One fake voice, two real voices. You got it, Chugger?
I got it. Right. I really got it, yep.
It's like keeping your, let's see if I can come up with a clever hint here, keeping your teeth in a jar overnight. How's that for a hint?
Hmm.
That help? Maybe a little. Or two jars. That better, Chucker?
That's it.
That's it. Okay.
your clues are always perplexing but amusing.
Thank you. 888-302-3684. Here's the next clue from the movie.
You were right about one thing, Master. The negotiations were short.
Right, you have the one English actor and one American actor, well-known, both of them, one for this series, one for just being a good action star. All right, 888-302-3684, last clue.
The boy is dangerous. They all sense it. Why can't you?
All right.
The music kind of gives it away.
Yeah, kind of. Well, you got to figure out what the right movie is. There were six of them, so you got to figure out the right one in order
and
to
it
get.
And it was released not long ago in 3D.
Yep. And it was number one during this week in 1999 at the box office. What's the name of the movie? 888-302-3684. Meanwhile, Chuckers working on his movie news. We'll talk about what is new in the movies in just a moment on Good Day.
Want a bright start to summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams during the Sunny Day Sale and save 30% on paints and stains May 19th through the 27th. With colors like pool blue, organic green, and daffodil, we've got everything you need to add a splash of color. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kinda scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
Hi, Chuck Curry is here, our movie ma'am on Good Day. Movie ma'am.
Hello, ma'am.
I see Transformers 4 is going to have Mark Wahlberg in it, Stanley Tucci, Kelsey Grammer, Nicola Peltz. I don't know who she is. What? That's an interesting combination of people.
Well, I'll tell you how the Mark Wahlberg casting happened. Mark Wahlberg did the movie Pain and Gain with director Michael Bay.
Yeah.
Michael Bay is the director of the Transformers film. And I guess they hit it off. They liked each other. And Mark Wahlberg pitched him on the idea that he wanted to do a big, big, you know, sort of summer blockbuster that appealed to children because he's got young children. And they negotiated a deal, and he wound up being the star of Transformers 4, which I believe has begun early production for summer 2015 release. Really? Shia LaBeouf, who starred in the original Transformers movies, will not be involved this time around. Yeah. Although I heard there's a rumor he might be the voice of one of the robots. We'll see how that goes. In a recent interview, the actor Sam Neill says he will not be involved as part of Jurassic Park 4. Why? Because he says what he knows, the film will be a reboot and not a direct sequel to the first three installments. All new characters and storyline, although it will be set in the same world as the first three films. Somewhat, from my end, a little bit of a disappointment. I'd like to see him and Jeff Goldblum evolved in a part four, but according to him, it doesn't look like it'll happen. One bit of other news, filming on the remake to the 1982 hit film Poltergeist begins this year. Sam Raimi, who directed the first three Spider-Mans, will produce, so that's at least a good sign that this might be okay.
Amy in Marble, Minnesota, what's the name of the movie?
The Phantom Menace.
It is Star Wars The Phantom Menace. This is the first in the second trilogy, I think, wasn't it? Yeah, if I remember correctly. 1999. Very cool, very good. Amy, you get the swell prize. Thanks.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.